Hey, good to be back. When we were discussing the Gemara Daf Chafei Zaman Aleph with Yerush Lomidas, so he pointed out one of the critical cases of the Gemara regarding Hafrashas Truma. There the Gemara quotes a braisa that tells us that Ketzer Omer HaTorim Shlomidas Trumas of Truma, what would an acceptable case be that I could be Mafresh Truma even though I was not explicitly in charge to do so? The Gemara says, Yoratol Stel Chaveiro, I enter your field, Amafresh Truma. All of a sudden you show up and you make a statement, Kaloch Etza Yafos, that indicates that, yes, in principle, you were agreeable to the fact that I was Mafresh Truma. So the Gemara says that under such conditions, as long as that's a meaningful statement, that Nimtzi Yafos, so therefore Truma So Truma. So the Gemara is bothered. The Baal HaBayis just showed up now. And now he indicates that, yes, he is satisfied with. But what right do you have to assume that what we know now was true then? Ooh, the Gemara says that should link to the case of Yeyush Shlomidas. If you assume like Rava, Yeyush Shlomidas, Havi Yeyush, in such a case we have a right to assume Me'ikara Nami Nichale. And therefore, that's a raya to Rav Shita against Abaye. The Gemara continues and says that no, Tir Gemarava Aliva Abaye. No, that Rav himself answered. You know, there's a way you can understand this even according to Abaye as well, and that is the case of Shavi Shliach. We're not talking about all of a sudden out of nowhere. The Baal HaBayis showed up now and said, "I'm okay with this." No, but we're talking about literally shlichus. And then our gears in the Gemara, that Hachinami Mistama. It has to be that way. This isn't Dachuk to say this is an Ukimta, Hachamayaskina. It has to be this way because, after all, when it comes to Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestros, Atem, Gam, Atem, Larabo, Shluchachem. Now, Shlichus is indeed necessary. So how can you argue that this just means the Baal HaBayis showed up right now and all of a sudden now he says, now he indicates, but there was a prior relationship. There was absolute shlichus. So Poshav Shat, when you come to the end of the sugya, at least argues in the Gemara, that this case really is not so relevant to the issue of Yeyush Shlomidas necessarily, in a direct sense. This is talking about Shlavei Shliach. Okay? And therefore, even Rav agrees that shlichus indeed is considered to be necessary. So when we started to discuss this example, we pointed out the stunning Chiddush. When you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, the Rambam mentions exactly this case, and the Rambam leaves out the punchline. The Rambam does not mention any shape or form, anything at all to do with shlichus. So how can that be? No, the Gemara says, Hachinami Mistabra. It must be. It must be this way. So how can it be that the Rambam references this case, and the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever? Even furthermore, one could argue that even if there's shlichus, maybe that's not enough. Because the Rambam passes like Abaye, that Yeyush Shlomidas, lo havi Yeyush. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. Lo havi Yeyush. Here we pass in like Abaye. Which perhaps indicates that even if there was shlichus, but if it was unclear what right the shliach had, was he able to be mafresh this as opposed to that? And all of a sudden the Baal HaBayis shows up afterwards and says, Kalach Eitzo Yafos. We could argue that's similar to the case of Yeyush Shlomidas. No, meaning that right now you're going to say Kalach Eitzo Yafos. But what right do you have to assume that what is clear now was really true then? So realize the great Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That is that, number one, the Rambam does not mention shlichus at all. And number two, the Rambam is passing like Abaye, Yeyush Lomidas, lo havi Yeyush. So the Rambam understands that, you know what, this case we can understand, forget about Yeyush Lomidas, this case we can understand even without shlichus. How exactly is that possible? Oh, so we discussed briefly. Now, if you look in Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah makes this Sa'ara. If you look in the Gon in two places, no? Here, the Hagos Hagra on Ardaf, and the Bir Hagra in Yeredei Shin Laman Aleph, Sivkatan Ayin Vav, there, the Gon points out that when you look in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara has the same case. The same exact case. And there the Gemara does not mention anything at all about Shlichus. Anything at all about Shlichus. In fact, it seems from that Gemara in Kedushin Afnon Beis that B'davka, we're not talking about Shlichus. We're not talking about Shlichus. Because there the Gemara discusses the following. A person, right, is working on someone else's field, and he takes some of the crops, and he goes ahead and uses it for Kesef Kedushin. And when the Balabai shows up, the same thing. He says, I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled. Is that a good Kedushin? Is that a good Kedushin? So the Gemara says, maybe there's a difference between Truma and Kedushin. Because when it comes to Truma, that's the Balabai's mitzvah. So when the Balabai says, I'm thrilled, of course he's thrilled, because he has an obligation to be Mafresh Truma, and you were Mafresh Truma for me, so I'm happy with that. But when it comes to the case of Kedushin, what, there's a mitzvah that's involved. There's a mitzvah that might, there's a mitzvah of Kedushin, that's true, the Rambam Shita. But there's no mitzvah that, but my Tvuah should be used for your Kedushin. This is my Truma, my Hafrasha, I'm obligated to be Mafresh. I'm not obligated to give you something to use for Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara says that you can't compare the Truma case to the Kedushin case, because in Truma, mitzvah shani, that's my mitzvah. That's the Bala Tfu's mitzvah. So maybe, of course, he's satisfied with someone who discharges his obligation. But in the case of Kedushin, why is he thrilled with the fact that you took his ring and you married a woman with it? Maybe when he said, okay, I'm happy for you, kisufu damarle, what's he supposed to say? He's supposed to start screaming. If we're talking about shlichus, shlich, what does that mean, no? The Truma case, our Gemara says, is shab yishliach. Isn't that obviously the difference, no? The Gemara says, if it's good in Truma, it's a good in Kedushin. What do you mean Truma? Truma is shab yishliach. I appointed you as a shliach, timafresh Truma. I certainly did not appoint you as a shliach in this Kedushin case. You took my tvuah, and you married a woman with it. There's shlichus there. There's no shlichus whatsoever. So how can you even read the case of Shav Yishliach into the Gemara Kedushin Adav Numbeis? So number one, that what our Gemara here says, Shav Yishliach doesn't work in the Sikin Kedushin Adav Numbeis. So it's not so surprising that the Rambam does not mention Shlichus. It's clear from the Gemara that's not true. And the Gon even goes a step further, right? And that is that there's another Girsa in our Gemara that also does not necessarily mean shlichus. Not hachinam mistavra, but rather tisfera. Tisfera. And therefore, the maskanas ha-gemara, you don't have to come out to shlichus even in our Gemara. Even in the case of our Gemara. This was all what Rava was suggesting according to Abaye. But you know what? Abaye would argue, I'm not bothered by the kash at all. Because even I will admit, b'mako mitzvah, the comparable Yeyush Shlomi Das, Savi Yeyush. Because if it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, I'm asking Anan Saade. So therefore, it's not so surprising that the Rambam would go ahead and cite the case as he does. So it ends up being a pretty critical machlokes, not only regarding our Sugi Yeyush Shlomi Das, but regarding the following. This case of the Gemara, Yorded Toste Chaveira, Hifrish Truma, Trumaso Truma. Was that Ayyadeh Shlichus or was it not? Ayyadeh Shlichus. So, the Har Gemara Pashup Shat, the Chuli Alma is Ayyadeh Shlichus. If you have the Girs of the Gon, you see how the Girs of the Gon works, Vetisra? No? Hokkinah Mistavra means what Rabbi said is Muchach, right? What does that mean? It's Muchach of Chuli Alma. Everyone has to agree that's true. If you don't have Hachanim Estev Tisra, what changes? What changes? Not just simply, what changes is this. The Gemara was asking Akasha against Rava. No? Rava said the case was Shlichus. It's Shlichus. So why did the Balabais have to show up and say Kalachay Tzuyafos? The Tisra is Akasha, no? Hachanim Estev means I'm confirming what you said. The Tisra means I'm rejecting what you said. Hachinam Mistabra means what Rava said is Muchach. It's not Dachuk, it's Muchach, because Truma requires Shlichus. If you have the Girsa of the Tisra, it means what the case is Shlichus. The case is Shlichus. That's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says the Balabai showed up and he was masking. So the Tisra, there were shlichos. If there's shlichos, why do if I appoint you as a shlich, the imam for Shtruma, I have to come later and be masking? Oh no, yet the answer is there's something missing. I appointed you as a shliach, but I didn't tell you what grade to be mafrish. So yes, there was shlichos, but there was a moving part. There was a variable that wasn't so clear. Right? What grade should the truma be? Oh, so when I showed up and I say I'm good with things, oh good. So halachei tiyafos is still necessary. How does that help us? This was all akasha and teretz within Rava. But who says you have to agree with Rava? You know what Abai would say? Abai would probably say, no, thank you. I really don't need your teretz. Because Kedushin Nefilim Beis, we're talking about a mitzvah. And b'maka mitzvah, I would agree. There's no mitzvah of yeyush. So what right do you have to presume yeyush? But if you're talking about a mitzvah, even I will agree. And remember, the various makaros that we had to demonstrate. Maybe b'maka mitzvah, Abai agrees. After all, that's what the Ritva says you see from other stories in the Gemara as well. The fact that an oreach can partake of food of the balabayis, even the balabayis is not present, maybe that's just simply based on an ansadi, based on an umdana, that sometimes it's obvious. Oh, so that's pretty important. But what's very important with our Gemara is this. Our Gerson in the Gemara says the following, that it must be this way, it must be muchav, because Afroshas Shruma requires shlichus. Kein tarimu gam atem, l'rabo shluchachem. Afroshas Shruma requires shlichus. There's nothing to discuss. What Rabba says is muchav. Oh, wait, so that's true. What Rabba says is muchav. Forget about the Gerson in the Gemara. What Rabbi says is muchaf because truma requires shlichus. Kein tarimu gam atem. So let me ask you the following. Is that true? Is that true that a fresh truma requires shlichus? So you know what the answer is? This is huge. Does a fresh truma require shlichus? Well, if you read our Gemara the way we have it, with Al-Khanam and Sabra, that's exactly what the Gemara is telling you. Don't leave this to our simple case of Yeyush Lamidas. We're talking about a case of absolute shlichus. Because truma demands, is that true? Does truma demand shlichus? So what's the story? So if you look in the Sugin Gittin Daf Samach Vav, that's where the Sugya cites a Mishnah, Misha Hayam Mushlach Labor. A person was thrown into a pit. And this guy is concerned he's not going to survive. And you know what? He does not want his wife to be an amana. Right? He does not want his wife to be an amana. Let's assume there's no children. So that would be Nibom, that would be Chalitza. So he's concerned. So he wants his wife to be given a get. So you know what he does? He screams, no? Kol hashomea eskolo yichtov get lishto. So he screams. Now, you hear my voice, right? Whoever hears my voice, write and deliver a get from me. So guess what? The Mishnah says, okay, haray edu yichtov lishto. Somebody hears, he's screaming, right? The kol hashomea, that's good. So what do you see from this? Kol hashomea, kol is a minyan shlichus. Kol is a minyan shlichus. You know, when I think of shlichus, I usually think about, you know, my appointing you. Maybe my appointing a finite domain. You know, there are two of you there, and I say, kisvu tenu. Here, this is pretty broad. Kol hashomea. Okay. So, a Mishnah. Kol hashomea is called a minyan shlichus. Tosus is bothered. Tosus gitten samapav marav jomasko kol hashomea. Tosus is bothered. Isn't this against the Gemara Nadar Madav Lamedvav? There, the Gemara says the following. Hamudar hanamechavero. A person makes a neder. He will not derive any benefit from this guy. Torim lo trumaso midato. That guy can be mafresh truma. His ability to be mafresh truma for me is not a breach of my neder. Mudar hanamechavero. Tolam trumaso lidato. The Gemara says, what exactly does that mean? No. If I expressly stated that I empower you to be mafresh truma on my behalf, the Gemara says, how can that not be a violation of the neder? Hashavei shliach. The bitsua shlichus is considered to be ana. How can I go ahead and say that mudr hana, and then I go ahead and ask you to do something on my behalf? How exactly is that possible? Ooh, so you know what the Gemara answers? He didn't turn to the guy and say, you, be mafresh truma for me. But rather he said the following, kol harotze litrom yavo v'yitrom. Anyone, kol. So what exactly does that mean? Apparently that means that, well, if he said kol harotze, that is not considered to be shlichus, and therefore we don't argue that you're carrying out the shlichus is considered to be. So tell us Mamash Astir. A mission getting up samachav. Kol hashamea is shlichus. And here, kol harotzalitrom is not shlichus. How do you resolve that stir? Wow. So Tosu says two incredible truths. Now, teretz number one Tosu says is the following, that you know what? Both are shlichus. After all, kol harotze and kol hashomea, they're identical. There's no difference in kol harotze and kol hashomea. Both are considered to be shlichus. And guess what? Gerushin requires shlichus. Hafrashas tumas and maisus requires shlichus. Our Gemara, kein tarimu, gamatem. You know, when the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph raises the issue of shlichus min olam, one of the sources of the Gemara, Kedushin Mem Aleph from the Beis, is kein tarimu gamatem rabo shlichachem. Right? B'midbar yilchesh, tumas maisus, no? So, both require shlichus, and if both require shlichus, then kol ha-torim and kol ha-shamea must be mina shlichus. Okay, so Tosus says that's true. So what's the difference? Why is it that in Gerushin it's good, but in mudar hana it's also good? What do you mean? Oh, so Tosus writes, you know what? This is a technical point of mudar hana. It is shlichus. But the question is as follows. Is carrying out shlichus considered to be hana? Is bitsua hashlichus considered to be hana? That is the chiddush of the Gemara. You know what the answer is? It depends. If my instruction was you, yeah, that's true. That's a direct response to my specific instruction, my designation, you. That is called hana. But if my minu shlichus was so broad, kol harotze, this is a technical halacha in mudr hana, that since my instruction did not relate specifically to you, so therefore there wasn't the tzivui of the mudr hana to do so. So in such a case, that is not a breach of my neder. That is not a breach of my neder. When do we say that bitsua hashlichus is called hana? If the shlichus was specific. If the shlichus is broad, that's not considered to be hana. I said, you know, kol harotze, you know, a whole yeshiva full of talmidim that would be mafresh truma. So if you're mafresh truma, I'm not being nene from you. But if for whatever reason I finger you, yeah, so you're following my instruction is considered to be a form of hana. If I threw it out there, and there are 1,000 people that could do it, and you happen to do it, that is not called my benefiting from. Well, yeah, that's Tosus's first parents. No? I'll give you an example. You look in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Hilcha Shofar, Kaf Kuf Peites, Siv Zayin. Hamud Harameh Chaver. I say, I'm not going to get any now from you. guess what? You're the Balkore. You're the Balkore. So if you happen to be the Balkore, and I hear the kolos, that's okay. Mitzvah slav henos nitnu. Meaning the shmias kol shofar is not hana. But the question is, forget about the shmias kol shofar. What about the fact that you're doing so on my behalf? You're doing so on my behalf. Forget about the mitzvah. So that's what the Mechaber writes. If the Balkore is blowing in shul, that's fine. But if I go over to you and I say, right, that tokeya bahutzieni, right, blow shofar for me, oh, that's aser. That's a breach of the neder. Because if I say, do it for me, the bitsua hashlichus, that is considered a violation of the neder. But if this is so general, that's not considered to be a violation of the neder. So obviously the shmias ha'kol is not violation. The question is the efforts of the Baal Tokeya. Is that something that is to my betterment? You know what the answer is? If it's specific, yes. If it's broad, no. That's the first teretz atosis. So what do you see from that first teretz atosis? Truma, gerushin, requires shlichus. Kol is minyan shlichus. But minyan shlichus is not always a violation of mutar hana. Specific, yes. General, no. That's teretz one. Well, Teretz two atosis. Oh, there's a subtle difference between what I said. Forget about the cases, Gerushin. Forget about it. What did I say? The Baal who wants to divorce his wife says, Kol HaShomein. Kol HaShomein. When it comes to Truma, the person said, Kol HaRotze. Oh, it also says there's a difference between HaShomeya and HaRotze. That's Tosus's Chiddush. There's a difference in HaShomeya as opposed to HaRotze. Why? Kol HaShomeya is a Minyan Shlichus. Kol HaRotze is not a Minyan Shlichus. Kol HaShomeya is defined. That's very limited. How loud is my voice? No, Kol HaShomeya. How many people heard? Guy's in a bor, and he says, Kol HaShomeya. How many people heard? 3, 10, 20, 100? 100. The voice carried, 100. Okay. That's Minyan Shlichus. That's Minyan Shlichus. Someone who did not hear my voice cannot go ahead and give this get. Oh, let's assume, for example, a person who hears tells somebody else. No, it has to be a person who heard. Kol HaShomeya. Kol HaShomeya. It's a domain. Maybe it's a big domain. 10 people, 20 people, 100 people. But it's a domain. Kol HaRotze is not a circumscribed domain. No? Kol HaRotze means anyone. Anyone. Anyone who does it. Who is that excluding? Who is that excluding? So Tosu says, that's the difference. Kol HaShomeya is Minyan Shlichus. Kol HaRotze is not. Is not called Minyan Shlichus. Also, very, very good. So, Kol HaShomeya is Shlichus. So, therefore, the get is good. Kol HaRotze is not the Minyan Shlichus. So, therefore, how is that a breach of Mudra Hana? What are you going to say? The Bitsua HaShlichus is called Hana. Kol HaRotze is not called Bitsua HaShlichus. There is no Shlichus. Because shlichus means yichude yachde, amiyached, this yes and this no. I designate. Kol HaShomeya is not a designation. The domain is infinite. Whoever desires. And therefore that's not called shlichus. And that's why you can be tarim in Truma Sot Truma. Wow, so that's pretty unbelievable. So if Kol HaRotze is not a mini shlichus, what is it? You know what it is? It's just a gilui das. It's not formal minyan shlichus. It's just a statement of approval. I approve of anyone, not I appoint. I approve of anyone, safrashim. You know what the great chiddush of that second teretz atosus is? That truma does not require shlichus. Whoa. Gerushin requires shlichus. So if I would say, kol harotze yichtov get, that's no good. That's not shlichus. That requires something more specific. Kol HaShomeya. Kol Hashemei is specific. Kol Harotze is exceedingly broad. It's not called Shlichus. It wouldn't work when it comes to Gerish. Well, if it doesn't work when it comes to Gerish, how does it work when it comes to Truma? You know what the answer is? That Truma does not require Shlichus. So why does that guy have to say anything at all? Well, he has to express approval. He has to approve of, but you're just going to run into my house and step him out for Shruma. But you know what this great Chiddush of Tosfos is? Shruma does not require Shlichus. Shruma only requires Gilui Das. Gilui Das. I'll give you an example. Mamish, Lahalacha. This is Yeradeya, Shin Chavches. This is a Truma Sedeshin that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Truma Sedeshin is Kuf Peches. You know what? A Misharetes. That's the case in Shulchan Aruch. The Misharetes. The housekeeper. The housekeeper. You have a housekeeper. Right? The Jewish housekeeper. So she's like doing, no? So you know, she cooks, she cleans. You know, what does cooking and cleaning mean? What does cooking mean? No, cooking. She has to be mafresh challah, mafresh chuma, mafresh maiser. No? So you know what the Mechaber writes? Chuma sedeshin. That's okay. The housekeeper who is hired to cook can be mafresh chuma maiser. Well, imagine, she's going to go ahead and prepare all the food, and she's going to serve it and say, this is teva. No? She's going to go ahead and serve all the challah Shabbos now, and it's teva. It's teva. What do you do with teva on Shabbos? No, on a weekday, can be mafresh. What do you do? There's a chumer in Eretz Yisrael. No, they don't have it in Chutz La'aretz. Not yet, you know? I haven't seen, but at least in Chutz La'aretz, it would be maybe a good chumer. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a really tricky chumer. Now that in certain places, they bake matzahs. Yeah, you ever see on the box of the matzahs that says, Chala denumen? No, they took chala. So in Eretz Yisrael, your boxes, chala was not taken. Chala was not taken, no? They bake matzahs and they're not mafresh chala. They're not mafresh chala. Because, yeah, that's all it is. Nedarim, daf lamedvav. Even this daf, no? What do you mean that I want to be mafresh chala myself? Why should you be mafresh chala for me? What about mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho? So my son brought home matzahs and the Brisker Bakery, it says mafurish. Chala was not taken. Chala was not taken, no? So it's good if you notice it. B'chol, let's say you sit down at the Seder and you open the box, says chala was not taken. Whoa, you know, your mom is stuck. No, it's tevil. It's mamash tevil. You're not allowed to mafresh chala on Shabbos or Yantuf. That's a heter of chala's chutzlaretz. Beit adaptes. Mafresh v'holeich, right? Holeich v'holeich mafresh. You can't be mafresh chala darais and chutz laretz. Right? Chala seretz Yisrael. Right? Afterwards. So guess what? Whole thing's terrible. No? In other words, you just spent for those brisker matzahs, you spent whatever, right? $75 a pound. Right? And you can't use it. Mamish can't use it at all. But this was a shayla that someone asked. I like that. Hey, Mamish did it. They assume challah was taken. No, challah was not taken. Challah was not taken. Sometimes life is like a circle. You know, the extreme left and extreme right, they all meet, no? There's some people that don't take challah, no? The chilenu and the briskers. So they don't take challah, right? Because, different reasons, but they, who doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos? The chilenu and the briskers. So they all comes together. Now there's like the normal medium, and then shoot, The extremes, huh? One because they're not tzitzis, another because the sheep of the Balamor. Okay, mitzietzis kofasa. Okay, all kinds of reasons. So the Misharetes, like, she's cooking. So she was appointed formally as a shliach for Hafrasha. That's my Misharetes, Shin Chafes. So Mechaber quotes the Truma Sedeshin that, you know what, Gili Das is enough. Gili Das is enough for a fresh Truma. I don't know if the Balabayis went over to the lady who was doing the cooking and said, I hereby appoint you as a shliach for a fresh Truma Sanaisus. But you know what? That's a Truma Sanaisus. Who says that's unnecessary? Who says it's necessary? Who's formal meaning of shlichus? Gili Das is enough. Gili Das is enough. And therefore we're good. Why is Gili Das enough? Why exactly is that true? Ooh, so I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. Maybe Gili Das is enough because Gili Das is enough. Because Truma does not require Shlichus. Truma does not require Shlichus. When the Rambam described Melchus Truma, it's that case of Yorid Tov Stil Chavera and Kalachin Tayachos. Rambam doesn't mention anything at all about Shlichus. Who says you need Shlichus for Afar Shoshunas and Raisus? Okay. Yeah, that's the second Tarek Tzitelsus. Because Kol HaShomei is not Shlichus. Or Kol HaRotz is not Shlichus. Kol HaShomei, yes. Kol HaRotz is not. Kol HaRotz is not defined. Kol HaRotz is another way of saying anybody. Anybody is not a meaning of Shlichus. So one possibility is as follows. That's it. You don't need Shlichus. What's another possibility? Ooh, that's the Tosus and the Dharma, Daf Lamed Vav, and that's Sugya. The Tosus and the Dharma, Daf Lamed Vav. Tosus says the following, that you know why this could possibly work? And you know why Tor Mishlal Shel Chavero could possibly work? Ooh, so Tosus writes here, Nadarm Daf Lamed Vav Mabez. The Tosus is on the outer margin. No, right, the small right next to the Ran, because Zalchem Nadam Shlo Bafanav Uzechim Itam Shlichus. Ooh, you know, and that's only because Zalchem. And what we learned earlier, Tosus Shashita. Yeah, the Tosus Mav Mitzi and the Tosus Ksuv Zachin Alid. That Zechim is Mitam Shlichus. Of course, Shuma requires Shlichus, but Zechi is Mitam Shlichus. So, all this is going to work is because of Zachin Lana Shlo Bafanav. But those are very different ways of understanding. Very different ways of understanding. Tosus assumes again that Kol HaRotze is not a Minu Shlichus, but even without a Minu Shlichus, Zechi is Mitam Shlichus. Well, Pashup Shad according to the first Teretz of Tosus, no, that we're not relying on Zechiah. And Kol HaRotze is Minu Shlichus. And that's why Tosus is bothered. If it's Minu Shlichus, so the Bitsua Shlichus should be a breach of the Neder. So what does Tosus answer? No, that's a technical of a Mudra Hana. That if I throw it out to everyone, when you come forward, it's not that you are providing the Hana. And that does not require Zechi, which is Mitam Shlichus. Well, when you look in the Chidushei HaRashba, in that Gemara, in the Gram Daf Lamed Vav, the Chidushei HaRashba discusses this issue. What does Truma require Shlichus? Does it not require Shlichus? Oh, so the Chidushei HaRashba writes, it depends on the case. Depends on the case. That sugya in the Dharma Daf Lamed Vav has two cases. And that's critical. One case is when I say Kol HaRotze. What does that mean? Anyone who wants can take my tefua and be mafresh. There's another case in the Gemara in the Dharma Daf Lamed Vav. Hatorein Mishalo al shel chavera, where I'm being mafresh truma to be misaking your kri, but the truma comes from that which is mine. The truma is not coming from that which is yours. Whoa! So the Rashba writes something unbelievable. That no, that does truma require shlichus? It depends. It depends. Whose tefua becomes truma? If what's happening is that you're being mafresh from that which is mine, then yes, that requires shlichus. However, if it's tori mishalo al shel chavera, then you don't need shlichus. Then zochin ladam shlo b'fanav. And realize the Shigdar Rashba earlier Shiurim is Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus. You don't need Shlichus. You don't need Shlichus. So sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Does Truma require Shlichus? It depends. Whose tefuah is becoming truma? If it's the mafrish, then no. If it's the bal hakri, then yes. The Rashba apparently is like the first day in Tosis. Meaning that what? Well, that case of kol harotze, the kol harotze means that whoever wants should be mafrish from my tefuah. That's talking about a case of being mafrish from my tefuah. So therefore, that requires shlichus. So you have to assume, according to the Rashba, that kol harotze is a mina shlichus. It's just not a violation of the neder, but it is considered to mina shlichus. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. And what is the basis of this difference? The Shkidesh the Rashba, we saw this earlier, the Achieze. No? Achieze is found in Yeredeya, Simen Lam above, Sivkat and Dalid. Achieze writes a beautiful Chiddush. We're going to use this Chiddush pretty soon. Again. Where the Achieze writes the following. Wait a second. That there's a twofold result of Hafrasha. When I'm Afrish, what happens? Number one, I create a chalos truma. Number two, as a result of the hafrasha, there's tikkun hashirayim. Now, tevel is paka. So tevel is paka, and there's a chalos truma. Ooh, so that's the lumdus, Reb Chaim Elazar writes. But this is Pashuk Shan Rashba, no? That tikkun hashirayim does not require shlichus. But to declare that something is truma. To make something truma, chalos truma, that's like akna, hakadasha. And just like enon amakne, enon de makdish, davar shino shalo, how in the world can I take your tefuah and designate it as truma? Enon amakne, enon de makdish. That's like a hakadasha. Truma's like kudshim, no? Kudshim hagvul. Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah achilas kudshim. When you eat truma, no? Not that you need that, but when you declare something is, how can I declare yours is? When I say it's not, it's no longer tevel. I understand. But to say it is truma. Oh, so that's exactly the chiddush. The element of hafrasha that generates truma, that requires shlichus. The tikkun hashem does not. Oh, so that's beautiful, the Rashba. So if it's Torah mishalo al shel chavero, the truma is mine. The only thing that relates to you is the heter hashirayim. That doesn't require shlichus. But if you're talking about a case of kol harotze, where what is his becomes truma, his meaning the balakri, that requires shlichus. Wow. So if it's a very nice thing, that's the chiddush of the Rash Rashita. We use this Rashba and this chiddush of Chaim Elazar for something else. That lengthy discussion, the Rashba and Kedushin, the Mem Bein Zamar Aleph, is Zechia independent of, or is Zechia Mitam Shlichus? So the Rashba quoted Rashi Shita, right? Zechia Mitam Shlichus. Is there any raya to Rashi Shita that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus? So Rashba says, of course there's a raya. No, the arminam beperek ein ben hamudar. The arsugya. The dram daf lamadavav. Hatorim mishalo al shol chavero. Isn't that a raya muchachas that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus? Why? That Gemara had two cases, right? Kol harotze, that's not a raya. Because you can assume like that one day in Tosus that kol harotze is mina shlichus. But what about the case of hator mishal shal chavero? There wasn't kol harotze. a guy on his own. On his own. So, how does that work? You know what the answer is? Zechiah. Yeah, but true requires shlichus. But mitzidach of days. Came to Rimu Gama Tem the Rabba Shluchachem. So, Zechiah is good, but true requires shlichus. So, that the Rashba writes is a raya to Rashi that Zechiah is mitam shlichus. That's pretty cool, no? That's the Rashba's raya to Rashi Shita. Perak ein ben hamul dar tamer shal chavera. Because the true mashlichas ksiva bei, and yet Zechiah works. So Zechiah is mitam shlichus. How can anyone disagree? So fancy answer. You know what the argument is? This other Rashba. The Rashba Nedarim. That's Rashi's raya. But you know, the Rashba assumes Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. So what do you do with this raya? You know what the answer is? It's unbelievable. That Truma can serve as the basis of shlichus, but Truma does not require shlichus. Why? Because it depends on the case. A typical case of being mafrish is I am being mafrish from your tour. Your tour. That requires shlichus. That's Kain Truma Gamatam. To create a chalos Truma requires shlichus. The case in the Gemara, which was brought as Rashi's Raya, is HaTorah Mishalol Shal Chavera. Mishalol Shal Chavera. Even if you need shlichus, you need shlichus to declare that this is Truma. You don't need shlichus for the Tikkun HaKri. So, very good. So, maybe Zechiah has nothing to do with shlichus? And Truma B'dafka requires absolute shlichus? B'med V'anurim, HaTorim Mishel Bal HaKri. But Torah Mishelo, that does not. And therefore, there's no raya from that case in the Gemara as to Rashi Shita. Wow. When you look in the Ramban, now this Ramban is found in Gittin. In Gittin Adaf Sam above. That very case. Kol harotze. And you know what the sheet of the Ramban is? That kol harotze is not shlichus. Kol hashomeya shlichus. Kol hashomeya. Oh, like the second Terence in Tosis, right? Because kol hashomeya is limited. It's a finite group of people. It excludes, right, 99.999999% of the population. And it includes a handful of people. Kol hashomeya. Kol harotze. Right? That includes everyone. So Kol Harotze is not called Minu Shlichus. But yet Kol Harotze works when it comes to Truma. How could that be? You know what the Ramban writes? Because Truma does not require Shlichus at all. All you need is Midata. All you need is Kenosin Rishus. Nichusa. Gili Das. And Velav Shlichusahu. And Lagabi Truma, the Rabban's explicit. Afilu Gili Data Nami Mahane. All you need is Gili Das. All you need is Gili Das. You ready for this? All Truma requires is Gili Das. You ready? Kid the Arinan the Perakela Matsias Kalachaitsayakos. But Matsiafa Bezanam. You need shlichus. You need shlichus. Oh, Gemara assumes there's no shlichus here. Right? The Gemara is like, the Gemara discusses this in the context of Yeir Shlomidas, Nichusa. Do you have a right to be mafresh or not? Because can I presume that, you know what, that this is something the person would appreciate? And can I argue that presumption can be chal mafreya? So that's the question of Yerushalmi Das. Shlichus. And post Shem Shach, when Rava screams, Shav Yishliach. Yeah, post Shem Shach and Ramban, like the Girsa of the Grav, the Gemara questions that. Not the Gemara confirms that. How can I miss Dabra? The Gemara questions that. No, what do you mean? What do you mean? Vetisra? Shlichus? What's the guy coming and showing up and saying Kol Chetzi Yafos? That's post Shem Shach, Kol Chetzi Yafos. Shlichus. Kol Chetzi Yafos means is that there is no Shlichus. But you need some gili das. So good. So the person is megaladato. Megaladato. That's unbelievable, Ramban Shita. That truma does not require, meaning shlichos, in any shape or form. All you need is gili das. That's why it's relevant to our sugya yishlami das. Oh, that's what I'm right. Kedar mina bepera gidam etzios kalachetz yafos. And guess what? If nim say yafos saying truma so truma. It's unbelievable. This Ramban is in Gittin Dav Samavav. This is the Rai Muchachas. What metzio chabez? Look at the Ran in Gittin. The Ran is on that sugya, but in the Dav Yerif. On the Beis and Beis and Dav Yerif. The Ran writes, Nu v'tmehani. What is the Ramban talking about? Take a look in Bava Metzira Chavez. No? The Ramban, what? The Gemara says, Shruma requires Shrikus. And guess what? And the Gemara says, Hachinai Mistavra. That's Muchach. That's Muchach L'chulei Alma. This has nothing to do with Yehu Shalom Yidas, in the direct sense. Because here we're talking about, yeah, maybe, yeah. If there's a moving part, what Shruma? Okay, yeah. So, maybe that's Vava Tobai and Rabban. But the ability to be Mafrish, the ability of Mafrish is because of Shavei Shliach. Shavei Shliach. Wow. And guess what the Ran writes? And based on the Sugyan of Messiah and Avchav Beis, the Truma requires Shlichus. So you have to assume that Kol HaRotze is Shlichus. Not just Kol HaShemein. Kol HaRotze is Shlichus. And therefore, you know what the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes against the Ramban. V'fichach, nira kamo shetirtzu tosus. Therefore, you know what? I agree with the first Eretz Tosus. That kol ha-shamea and kol ha-rotze both are mini shlichus. But despite the fact that it's shlichus, it's not a breach of an edem. Because it's so open-ended, kol harotze. So therefore, lo chashiv mahanile. Whoa. That's exactly the Ran. Our gears is going to align with the first Eretz HaTosus. Important chiddush. So, how exactly does this work then? You know, if you look in the Kovitz Biurim, of Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Virus in Gibbon, Oslam et Zayin, he writes even a further question. And we'll have to see how this works, but I mentioned earlier, no, the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. When the Gemara raises the issue of Shlichus Mi'alon, you want to quote one of the examples is Shuma. No? Shuma's like the source of Shlichus. Like that's a fascinating chiddush, that it's the source of Shlichus that doesn't require Shlichus. You know? Okay. I'll have to talk about that. If it's really the source of shlichus, so truma doesn't require shlichus. Ooh, so here I'll tell you the following. What was that chiddush of the Rashba? And that chiddush of Chaim Ozer, but Mufurush and Rashba, no? It depends, it depends. If you're Torah Mishel Baal HaKri, well, of course you require shlichus. Of course you require shlichus. But if you're Torah Mishelo, why do you need shlichus? The creation of the Truma, that's my tool. The Tikkun HaKri. The Tikkun HaKri does not require shlichus. That's kind of pretty fancy, no? That the Chalosh Truma is different from the Hetan HaShirayim. The Chalosh Truma requires shlichus. You know, I'll tell you, that's the source of Kein Jim Gamaten. A Chalosh Truma Yidei Shliach. The Heter Shirayim. Why does that require shlichus? So there are two elements to Truma. The Chalosh Truma, the Heter Shirayim. One element requires shlichus. The second element does not. Second element is not. So, one additional point. You ready for this? Cool. Ready, like, to be blown away? No? So far, so good, no? So, there are two elements, not to the Hafrasha. No? There's the Chalosh Chum, there's Heter Shirayim. So if it's Torah Mishlo Shel Chavero, I got it, but what happens if you're being Torah the Baal HaKri? Right, this is all mine, nothing is yours. Ooh, no, for that you need shlichus. For that you need shlichus. So let me ask you the following. You're being mafresh on my behalf. Mudra, no, that's a problem, you know? Because I'm being mene from Bitzua Shlichus. I'm being mene from Bitzua Shlichus. What exactly am I being mene from? What exactly is the hana that's magili? When you are being mafish. When you're being mafish. Whoa. So maybe that's it, no? We got it. What exactly is the hana that I'm receiving? The hana that I'm receiving is the fact that this is Truma? Why is that? That's the tangible, hana that I'm receiving? That now this is Truma, which I'm not allowed to eat? You know what the hana to the Baal HaBayis is? The Heter HaShirayim. It's not the Chalosh Truma, it's the Heter HaShirayim. All this is Teva, all this is off limits. Now this guy's mafresh on my behalf. Guess what? Now all of a sudden, right? The vast, vast majority is mine now that I can partake of. That's the Hana Hamagiyalo is the Heter HaShirayim. The Heter HaShirayim. Also, I'll tell you the following. Even in a case where it's not Torah Mishlo Shel Chavero, even in a case where you're being Torah Mini Obey from that which is mine, Shlichus is necessary for the Kriya Shein Truma. The Heter HaShirayim, no, that only a Gili does. The Bitzua HaShlichus is considered to be a breach of the Neder. But the Bitzua HaShlichus that is a breach of the Neder is only the declaration of Hafresh HaShtruma. I'm not being nene from the Chalosh Truma. I'm only being nene from the Heter HaShirayim. The Heter HaShirayim does not require Shlichus. The Heter HaShirayim for that is sufficient to have a Gilui Das. So that is the Chiddush. The Chalosh HaShtruma requires Shlichus, but from that I'm not being nene. The Heter HaShirayim, which I'm being nene from, I don't need shlichus. So therefore, I can go ahead and say that, you know what, go ahead, right? Be mafresh. Because the hana that I am gaining is from the Heter HaShirayim that does not require any shlichus. The aspect that requires the shlichus is the tikkun hatruma. In the case of the tikkun hatruma, in such a case, I'm not being nehneh from the tikkun hatruma. I'm being nehneh from the tikkun hakri. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. So on the one hand, you can learn shlichus minalan from truma, because the fact that there's a chalosh truma is ayide shlichus, but not true of the heter shirayim. For that, all you need is a gilui das. But it's not considered to be a breach of the neder, because the benefit that I'm getting is from the heter hashirayim that did not require formal shlichus. So if one is to ask, does hafrash hashchum require shlichus? There are three possibilities: that no, yes, no, or the chalash chum yes, but the heter hashirayim no. In a case where Torah mishol shel chavera, you don't need shlichus at all, because the truma is created out of your tefuah. But in a case where you're being mafresh from my tefuah, so that's incredible. Know that there are two moving parts, there are two dimensions. One that requires shlichus, one that does not require shlichus. So at the same time, you can derive shlichus mi'ala. On the other hand, it's not considered to be the breach of the neder, kolorotzi yitrum, yavo v'yitrum, not because that kol is open-ended, the second teretz atosis, but even the first teretz atosis, the heter hashirayim, one could argue, is not considered to be hana. It's not considered to be on any shape or form. Oh, that's an important chiddush. Well, that possibility. What exactly is necessary for that fresh shumas and answers? Yeah.
Isn't the heter a result of the chalosh truma?
It's true. It's true that they do go together. In other words, typically speaking, a mafresh and there is. But the question is, can one sort out the shlichus? Can one possibly argue that even when I appoint a shliach, my minui shlichus is for that which is essential, for that which is necessary? So the minui hashlichus, right, relates to, right, the hafrash truma. But maybe it doesn't relate to that. No, in terms of mudar hana. Mudar hana. That if bitsu or shlichus is considered to be a hana, maybe that only relates to the designation of truma, doesn't relate to truma. So the point is good in the sense that, yeah, it is fava hatalia, in the sense that the heter hashirayim is a consequence of the kriya session. But, you know, just like in hatar mishol shel chavera, right? You can have one without the other, in the sense that the Torah is mine, that the Shrine is yours. So maybe even here one could argue that that could be the case. That could explain why even if Gilui Das is considered to be sufficient, maybe one could suggest that the Gilui Das is sufficient for the Heter HaShirayim, not for the Kriya Shem Truma. So maybe three possible shittas. We'll have to see again. This we did earlier, this the next point, right? That's that Sugyan Gipna Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph. That was that discussion of Napitropis. Now, a person dies, he has young children. The young children are fed from the estate. But who in the world is going to be mafresh? The Shumas and Isis. So, I just caused you to take a look at that Sugyan Gipna Daf Nun Beis and the Rashban that Sugyan. How can the kids can't be mafresh themselves? Someone else has to mafresh for them. But what source does someone else have to mafresh for them? After all, if truma requires shlichus, a katan is not a barachi of shlichus. So how is it that the misgiv can suggest that someone else can be mafresh on behalf of the katanim? That was the question. Is that a din d'oraisa? Is that only a takanadon because of hefker vizn hefker? Is there something special about apitropis? That apitropis is dino kabaylin? Or is this just the regal lacha of zachim ladam shlobafana? And if zechi is not mitam shlichu, zechi works when it comes to afrashas truma, There we had all the possibilities in the Rishonim. Simply poshup shat in the Mishnah, a mission gittin that says a father dies, there's an estate, the children are filled from the estate, but son asked him after shuma, maestra chala. You know what the answer is? Let the apitropas do it. But in what capacity can the apitropas do so? Well, if you hold that shuma samaisa doesn't require shlivos in any shape or form, great. No? So, done. That can, if it requires formal shlichus, and a katan is not barhafki shlichus, how then does this work exactly? How exactly would this work? Can one invoke zechir when it comes to a katan? And maybe apitropis is something beyond typical zechir. So we'll see that sug in light of this machlokus as well. But again, how you learn, how gemara, how you see it, Rambam, Boshab Shat, now in terms of how we understand the role of anyone else to be mafresh shuma on behalf of the Balakas.